USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
The search efforts for a 53-year-old experienced sailor have turned from rescue to a recovery mission. John Santarelli was participating in a yacht race in Chicago Saturday night when he fell overboard. Nick Barbarian with the Chicago Yacht Club says Santarelli was wearing a personal flotation device that did not inflate. He says the crew threw additional flotation devices into the water.
What has been reported by the crew is that he was seen slipping under the water and unfortunately was not able to reach those devices.
Santarelli was one of more than 2,000 participants in this year's race through Lake Michigan. Appearing on ABC's This Week, former Obama administration official Susan Rice said President Trump's actions toward Russia, especially following his recent summit with Vladimir Putin, raised questions about the president's motives.
There never should have been a one-on-one meeting of any length, and now we are left to wonder, and even the president's cabinet members are left to wonder.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitren?
Calitren? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitren. And I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitren. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitren has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitren, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitren?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
The FBI has released hundreds of pages of documents related to a FISA wiretap application made in October 2016 for Trump campaign former foreign policy advisor Carter Page. Officials were concerned that Page was a spy for Russia. On CNN's State of the Union, Page said he was never an advisor to Russia, saying he was part of some informal conversations in which sanctions may have been discussed.
I mean, when I was there in July of 2016, a few people might have brought it up in passing. But, you know, again, it's a major economic issue.
Once supermarket employee is dead after a gunman stormed a crowded L.A. market. Dozens of shoppers and employees were held hostage in a three-hour standoff that began when the suspect led police on a high-speed chase that ended with a crash in the market parking lot. Police say the suspect exchanged fire with officers. He eventually surrendered and is now in custody. Anna Avalos's daughter works at the market.
I know she is safe. She ran out through the back.
Police say the gunman allegedly shot his grandmother before leading police on that chase. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A controversial California Democrat defends the burning of the American flag. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Representative Maxine Waters says she doesn't support flag burning, but the Constitution guarantees that method of free expression. Waters issued the statement regarding protesters who burned an American flag outside her L.A. office last week, as they were there to counter-protest an anticipated demonstration by a far-right group called the Oath Keepers, a demonstration that never actually materialized. Waters still facing anger from many who don't agree with her recent calls for those who don't agree with Trump administration policies to confront Trump administration officials in public about it, even when they're on their own time doing things like having meals.
A new ABC News Washington Post poll finds most Americans disapprove of President Trump's attempts to discredit U.S. intelligence findings that Russia interfered in the 2016 election, and half disapprove of his handling of last week's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Guy Langer heads Langer Research Associates.
Just 29% of Americans approve of the president expressing skepticism about U.S. intelligence on Russian interference in the 2016 election, with only modest support even among Republicans and conservatives. Similarly, just a third approve of his handling of his summit with Vladimir Putin, and more broadly, just 3 in 10 say U.S. world leadership has grown stronger under the Trump presidency.
For USA Radio News.